the What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Keith in Tennessee. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, Mr. Rivero. I was wondering what's your thoughts on the hacktivist group Anonymous. They're anticipating them being a part of the RNC coming up in Florida. What's your thoughts on that?
I think the RNC is trying to play for sympathy. They need a villain or an enemy that they can use to demonize any dissent or distractions that are going to occur at the conventions. We had yesterday, of course, this nonsense about the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security saying there are probably going to be anarchist attacks at the conventions, yada, 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 yada. And you need to understand that what's going on here, as I mentioned before we went into the station break here, the Republican National Committee is trying to create the illusion that all Republicans are supporting Mitt Romney, that he's got 100% support among the delegates. They're trying to say Republicans stand firmly behind their candidate, and they don't. The RNC and Wall Street and Israel and the corporate media have hijacked the Republican Party. They've hijacked it to put forward a candidate that does not have any grassroots support. He's got a lot of money support from the money junkies, but he doesn't have the grassroots support, and he never did. The reason Ron Paul got all these delegates at the state delegate nomination conventions is nobody could find any Mitt Romney supporters to show up. Ron Paul people showed up, and they were there. They got picked. That's how they got those delegate slots. Mitt Romney's support is a manufactured media illusion. And the RNC is aware that we, the American people, we, the voters, we, the Republicans, know it's an illusion. And so this convention is their last Hail Mary attempt to try and manufacture an illusion of solidarity and unanimity. And it's not going to work. The RNC has hoisted on their own petard. They have already handed Obama his second term. You might as well get used to that idea. And the RNC has also destroyed their own credibility, even among their own supporters, with these shenanigans that are going on. So they're down there in Tampa talking about streamlining the process because we don't want any distractions there. We've already chosen who the candidate will be. And those pesky Republican voters, how dare they stand up and say they won't back the guy we told them to back? What is wrong with those people? They think they're living in a democracy or something. So it's going to be a very iron-fisted approach down there in Tampa. And the only way, and the purpose of the iron-fisted approach, all the police and all the barriers and all the rest of that stuff, is they don't want anybody who is not from Mitt Romney to get anywhere near where the corporate media is going to have their TV cameras. They don't want to see any protest signs. They don't want to see anybody up there saying, we really wanted Ron Paul on TV. They're trying to control the perception. And that's what it's really all about. But in order to justify that iron-fisted approach to control the perception, they're going to need something to happen that says, see, we were right to have all the police and the barricades and the National Guard and the machine guns on the waterfront. Hence that little dog and pony show yesterday where the FBI and the DHS are saying, oh, yeah, anarchists are coming. I'm surprised they're not blaming it on Iran. And they may yet if there is an explosion. Now, speaking of iron-fisted approaches, apparently the TSA, not content to see us naked at the airports and give us skin cancer, not content to make our lives miserable at sporting events and bus stations and train depots, they're now getting ready to launch a program called Chat Downs, where the TSA will pull random people out of lines for an interrogation. No cause, no probable cause, no warrant, just, where are you going, citizen? Do you have your papers, yeah? That's where we are right now. Gestapo tactics. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Wall Street wizards on the lane from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash.
And aloha, America. Welcome back. Okay. Welcome back to the show. And I'm watching CNN, and they're making a big deal. I'm still hearing myself coming back from the control room, Crystal. And I shouldn't be hearing that. There's something wrong. Anyway, so Mitt Romney, CNN is making a big deal over Mitt Romney's supposed birther joke. And it's revived the birth certificate controversy for President Barack Obama. And Mitt Romney has walked into a trap. And I think Mitt Romney's advisors weren't paying attention to what's going on with the birth certificate nonsense because they've walked into a trap. I can guarantee you Obama's going to make a big thing about this because, first of all, it distracts from the wars and the economy. And second of all, it sets Mitt Romney up and everybody who bought into this birth certificate nonsense for a huge embarrassment. And I was saying earlier in the year, watch out for this because the Obama campaign wants people to get caught up in this birth certificate nonsense Because come October, he will come clean about his real father, Frank Marshall Davis. And he'll shame everybody for exploiting his mother's youthful indiscretion and the circumstances of his birth over which Obama could not possibly have had any control, which is certainly true. And then Obama will ride that tide of sympathy into his second term. Absolute, complete nonsense. The reason for the games with the birth certificate, Barack Obama was born here in Hawaii. I live here. I've confirmed it many times over. The reason for the games about the birth certificate is Barack Obama is a love child from the 60s. Hardly unique. Happened an awful lot. We had that summer of love, followed by the autumn of gonorrhea. And Barack Obama's real father is Frank Marshall Davis. Obama's mother knew him at the University of Hawaii, where they were both studying. Frank Marshall Davis was an avowed communist. That doesn't look too good in your political background. He was also a nude photographer and part-time pornography, and Obama's mom was one of his models. That's it. Basically, that's it. And if you look at a picture of Frank Marshall Davis and you look at a picture of Barack Obama, yeah. That's what happened. That's all it is. And Frank Marshall Davis was a U.S. citizen. He served in World War II. So there's no question about Obama's eligibility. They were just covering up the fact that, you know, there was a little hanky-panky going on back there in the 1960s. Big deal. And so now Mitt has brought this up. And Obama is going to call him on it, and we're going to see this thing build and build and build as a distraction, and then just before the election, Obama will come clean and say, yeah, my real dad was Frank Marshall Davis. Shame on you for making my mother's personal life a public scandal. I guarantee you he's going to do this. Mitt just walked into a trap, and his advisor should have warned him to stay away from this. Mitt, I have some advice for you. Just because they're rich doesn't mean they're not stupid. Now, getting back to the more serious matters at hand, the United States is deploying the aircraft carrier John C. Stennis to the Persian Gulf. It's basically 4 months earlier than it was planned to go. It was supposed to be going end of the year in order to replace the USS Enterprise, which is due to return home and to be scrapped. The Enterprise is now on its last deployment. So the Stennis is going out there early to bolster the forces to protect the Straits of Hormuz and keep it open, even though it's Iranian territorial waters. You know, we don't care if you own it. We'll tell you what to do with it. And it raises once again the possibility of the USS Enterprise being the target of a false flag attack by Israel, because Israel's trying to get U.S. support for a war with Iran. They've been screaming war and nuclear bomb and all the rest of this stuff, you know, all last week, and they're not getting any traction because we all know we've been lied into all these wars, and we're not going to listen to any more lies from the same liars. It's just human nature. And so Netanyahu is desperate for the war right now before the September elections. And he's desperate for any way to get the U.S. involved in the war against Iran, because if Israel fights Iran all on its own, Israel could lose. Because the political costs of actually using their nuclear weapons would be devastating. The world would know for an absolute fact Israel has nuclear weapons and has had them all along. Every nation that gave Israel money for weapons because Israel was this poor, helpless victim in the face of all these Arab monsters will know they were being snookered, that Israel has had the ability to deter an attack all along. They were just screaming victim for more money. Oh, we're in danger. Give me money. We're in danger. Give me airplanes. We're in danger. Give me tanks. It's a scam. You got scammed. Israel scammed all these nations. Here in the United States of America, if Israel uses their nuclear weapons, we, the American people, will know that the United States government violated its own laws to take your tax dollars and shower them all over Israel. It's a violation of the Symington Amendment to the Foreign Appropriations Act. It's a violation of the Glenn Act. You've all heard this before. You know that this is what's going on here. Israel needs the U.S. to come in so that they can whoop on Iran without actually using a nuclear weapon. That's the goal there. And, of course, if the U.S. and Russia wind up in a mutually destructive nuclear war, Israel would be happy because then they, with their nuclear weapons, would control the Middle East oil and through the oil would control the rest of the world. That's kind of where they're going with this thing. So the Stennis is heading back out to the Gulf right now, and the Enterprise is coming home sometime in December. And the Enterprise makes a really good target for an Israeli false flag attack, even better than the USS Liberty. Nobody knew about the USS Liberty when Israel attacked that and tried to frame Egypt for it. But everybody knows the USS Enterprise. Every Trekkie on the planet would respond to that name. The USS Enterprise. How dare they kill Mr. Spock? And there's another very practical reason why targeting the USS Enterprise would be a good idea. Because it is at the end of its useful life, and it has 8 nuclear reactors inside, same model that Admiral Rickover developed for the nuclear submarines. It's all contaminated. It has to be disposed of as radioactive waste. It's going to cost more to scrap that ship and dispose of its nuclear power plants, which are no longer useful. They're too weak. They're past the edge of their lifespan. It's going to be more than the scrap steel of the Enterprise is actually worth. And it's too contaminated to turn into a museum. So if the Enterprise were to be sunk in the Persian Gulf, well, then all that radioactivity, that's somebody else's problem to deal with. Now, Israel has these Dolphin-class diesel-electric submarines. Now, diesel-electric submarines, when they're on their batteries, are very quiet, very hard to detect. They're quieter than nuclear boats, which still have to run the pumps for the primary cooling loops. Israel has been seen repeatedly sending their Dolphin-class submarines down through the Suez Canal down to the Persian Gulf area. They could flip off a cruise missile or a torpedo at the Enterprise. They could go right up to the shoreline of Iran, turn around and make it look like that missile or torpedo came from Iran. Skedaddle on out of there, and the obedient American press would say, oh, yes, it had to be Iran. Could not be anybody else. If Israel got caught, they'd say, we're sorry, we confused it. We thought it was, we thought that giant ship with airplanes on top of it was an Iranian horse carrier, which was the excuse they used for the USS Liberty. So we need to be very, very concerned with that. Israel is desperate. Netanyahu is desperate. Absent a new major war to wave at his people, he's probably going to lose power next month. The Kadima Party wisely, prudently left the coalition government, didn't want to have anything to do with this push for war. The Israeli people are very upset. Their taxes have gone up. Austerity has crushed them down the way it has the Greek people. They're very angry about all of this. The Kadima Party could easily win a majority in September, and that means Netanyahu gets a pink slip and a bunch of subpoenas. Now, apparently, all of this repeated warning about false flags and the inadvisability of a war in Iran may have borne fruit, because former U.S. Ambassador to Israel Martin Indyk says that last spring they were convinced Israel was going to attack Iran, that they were on the verge of doing it, and at the last second, Israel just called it off. And Washington felt misled. Well, one of two things happened. Either this threat to attack Iran was just another one of these endless bluffs by Israel, which are usually resolved when the United States sends more of your money to Israel, or they looked out and realized that you, the people of planet Earth, doubted the official story about why war in Iran was necessary, mostly because we all got lied to about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction. And they pulled back and said, we can't start this now. Nobody's going to believe we have a just and moral cause for invading Iran. We've got to work the propaganda a little bit more. And certainly that's true. Israel's back out there saying Iran is accelerating their work toward an atomic weapon. We'll be right back.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now. 800-537-1339.
Fear and hate will rule them, said the demon to his roll. In shackles we will bind them, to the terror they'll be shown. As mindless slaves they will not think, blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And it looks like we got our gremlins in the control room fixed. Interesting story is breaking. Now, we have been linking to and quoting Ben Swan, who is a newscaster at Fox 19 Cincinnati. And I wish I had the forethought when I was there in Cincinnati for the World Choir Games to go over and say hi to him and buy him a latte and shake his hand and everything. That particular Fox affiliate is privately owned. And so they have a lot more freedom to talk about the news. And Ben Swan is saying he's been in contact with a Republican Rules Committee member. And they are saying that despite all the efforts to keep Ron Paul's delegates out up in Maine and places like that, Ron Paul does have a plurality of delegates in 5 states. Nevada, Maine, Minnesota, Louisiana, and Iowa. Now, the Maine delegates, there's still a court battle going on, but it's expected the judge is going to say, look, you, the Republican committee, must play by your rules. You cannot make a bunch of rules, have everybody play by them, and then at the last second change them. And so unless the Republican National Committee decides to commit suicide and destroy itself completely by blocking any of these delegates arbitrarily, Ron Paul will be eligible for nomination on August 26th in Tampa. And I think the Republican Party has already destroyed itself just to this point, even if they don't succeed in keeping him off the ballot. Now, there have been rumors over the last several days that Sarah Palin is getting ready to wade in at the convention itself. She's going to be there for the sex appeal, Caribou Barbie. Let them all look at the girl and remember what she looked like during her swimsuit competition. And there are rumors that she is planning some kind of an end run to push the convention into a brokered convention because she thinks she can make some kind of a deal to be somebody's whatever. We have no idea. But as of right now, Ron Paul is going to be on the ballot for nomination. He's got a plurality in five states. Nothing but an utter act of desperation by the Republican Party is going to keep him off. And if they do it, the costs to the Republican Party itself, they could self-destruct. They are self-destructing. There is no way out of this that doesn't destroy the credibility of the Republican National Committee. It's been exposed as a machine. It's got nothing to do with the will of the people. It's just another political machine. So anyway, that's what's coming from Ben Swan over there at Fox 19 in Cincinnati. Now, as I mentioned before I went to the commercial break, Israel is out there screaming that Iran is accelerating their work on an atomic bomb. And, of course, there is no evidence to support this. Benjamin Netanyahu is basically out there with his Ouija board. He's relying on Miss Cleo again, saying, "We know. We can't tell you how we know, but we know. Trust us. We wouldn't lie to you." Forgetting that Israel was the source of most of the lies about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction. Now, yesterday we mentioned how the P5 plus 1 talks with Iran are back on, and how the negotiators are saying the gap between what the P5 plus 1 say is acceptable to them and what Iran says is acceptable to them is very narrow, and they've scheduled new continuing talks. Well, we can't let that kind of move toward peace stand. So today the IAEA has announced their talks with Iran have completely broken down. No new talks scheduled. We give up. Let's go to war. Couldn't possibly work out any other way. And it's just a reminder that the IAEA, when it changed its leadership, clearly lost its objectivity and gained a very obvious pro-Israel political bias. New clashes in Syria, more than 100 reported killed. I think it's like 900 for the entire month so far, and they're trying to call it a civil war now. It isn't. It's an invasion. This is not a popular uprising. It is an invasion. And now they're sending in Stinger missiles to the hired mercenaries. And I noticed on CNN they were running this video saying, oh, those poor Syrian people, they're fleeing the government. No, they aren't. They're fleeing the combat that is being perpetrated by these hired mercenaries. BBC got caught editing, suppressing, censoring a video that came out of Syria showing the hired mercenaries using captured prisoners as human bombs. Put bombs on them, tie the hands behind the back and say, you know, you can blow up here and we'll kill your family, or you can go over there and blow up there. They're still trying to sell you the idea that this is a popular uprising and that the U.S. must intervene, and now they're still talking about, you know, getting ready to go in and get their weapons of mass destruction. Gee, have we heard that one before? They're trying every single lie they can think of, and they're not getting any traction. It can take 100 years, in our case 200 years, for a government to win the trust of its people. And it takes one stupid lie to destroy it. We'll be right back after these commercials.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural organic and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within 3 stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stick up on a computer alone. MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint. We've drowned in fat.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And CNN is, again, they're back to this thing. The governor of the state of Florida saying, Isaac won't derail the convention. Huzzah, huzzah. And not even a word about where Isaac is going after it misses the Republican convention. It's going right up into Louisiana, right up into New Orleans. Still recovering from Katrina, right over that huge sinkhole in the Salt Dome. And by the way, they are reporting that radiation is starting to leak from that hole, which means that other Salt Dome where they stored all the radioactive waste, that's been breached. But as long as the convention's okay, that's all that really counts. I'm getting emails from people saying that the main state Republican committee is still insisting that they are going to block Ron Paul's delegates from going to Tampa, that they've already appointed arbitrarily a slate of total Romney drones to go there. My last understanding is this has gone to court. Ron Paul's supporters have gone to court saying the Republican committee has to follow its own rules. We played by the rules. You don't get to change them at the end just because you don't like the outcome. And the Republicans are saying, sure, we can change them. It's our party and our candidate. You don't count. And what's really amazing is that the Republican Party leadership, to please their masters on Wall Street, to please Tel Aviv, are perfectly willing to destroy their own party to do it. That's really what it comes down to. And I don't know what they think they're accomplishing by forcing Mitt Romney onto the Republican voters, because a lot of Republican voters, I'm one of them, 60% to judge by Republican respondents to a poll I had on my website about this, we're going to stay home. No Ron Paul, no vote. We are staying home. And, of course, that's also going to impact all the congressional races. If the Republican voters are staying home out of complete disgust, it's going to be a clean sweep for the Democrats. But no price is too great to pay to keep Ron Paul away from the nomination. So it's going to be exciting from here on out, and that's another reason for a big false flag event at the Tampa convention. So the news isn't going to cover the screaming Republican voters saying that they have been betrayed by their own party leadership, that the Republican Party has been hijacked by the money junkies and the Israel firsters. It's right back to the days of the neocons, when the neocons hijacked the Republican Party to turn it into this pro-war, pro-Israel party, and they're doing it again right before your very eyes. Anyway, getting back to Syria, as you're probably aware, the hired mercenaries have crossed the border into Lebanon and are carrying out military attacks there. And they're calling it spillover and clashes in Lebanon. And what it is, there are no supporters of Syria in Lebanon. The mercenaries have just gone across the border and started committing mayhem because this gives Israel an excuse to invade Lebanon. We must invade Lebanon again to protect the homeland. Yeah, there's the Litani River, and there's, you know, we can blow up a few more companies that compete with Israeli exports. But really, we have a just and noble purpose, because those hired mercenaries are in Lebanon, and if we don't stop them in Lebanon, we'll have to stop them at our own border. And on it goes. So that is escalating. Netanyahu and Obama are desperate for an excuse to really crank up the war in Syria, because Obama thinks he can win it in 2 months, and that he'll have a victory in Syria. We got that, Assad. Maybe they'll make another little cute little plastic toy with Barack Obama standing over the dead Assad to act like he personally killed him, like they did with that Obama toy. 18 more have been killed in U.S. drone strikes in Pakistan. But we got somebody we think kind of, sort of, maybe might have been a terrorist, and that makes it okay. The United Nations is escalating its demand for the U.S. to hand over all videos from these drones, from these attacks, to verify, was there a legitimate military target in view, or did they just aim at a crowd of people and send off the bomb? You know, the U.S. is always saying, we've targeted that vehicle because our intelligence said there was a terrorist inside. Now, the United States has joined Israel in demanding that Egypt not deploy any military forces into the Sinai without Israel's permission. Now, last time I looked on a map, the Sinai belongs to Egypt. That's like Canada coming in and telling the United States government they cannot send tanks into North Dakota. That is the sheer absurdity of this. And they're still waving around this whole thing, the Camp David Accords. Israel is paranoid. They can't sleep at night because Egypt has military forces in the Sinai. You must keep them out. You can't come into your own territory without our permission. That way we can sleep more soundly, forgetting that Israel started the Six-Day War. And it all goes back to the Camp David Accord. But according to the Camp David Accord, Israel made some commitments regarding the occupied territories and those illegal settlements. And Israel has never kept those commitments. And so it is hypocritical for the U.S. and Israel to wave around Camp David Accords when Israel basically rendered them null and void years ago. And we see this same pattern in the U.S. and Israel. They'll wave around these treaties, and if it's in their own interest to say, you must abide by the treaty. But when the U.S. is supposed to abide by the treaty, or Israel is supposed to abide by the treaty, nah. We had good reason to violate the treaty. We have a legal technicality. We have a get-out-of-jail-free card on this situation. Now, interesting development, as you're probably already aware, scientists studying Yasser Arafat's personal effects that were left at the hospital where he died discovered a high concentration of radioactive polonium on his clothing and requested an autopsy to find out if Yasser Arafat was poisoned with radioactive material, which has become a very favored method of Israeli assassination. And the Palestinian Authority gave their approval for the exhumation. The U.S. is screaming, no, you can't do that. And Israel is screaming, no, you can't do that. And now Arafat's widow has said, yeah, we need to know for certain if Arafat was assassinated. Got a caller on the line. Art, no location. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How you doing, bro?
Doing just fine.
I got to thinking when you were talking about the GOP, you know, trying to change up the rules on the delegates and all of that. And I remember, if I remember correctly, we're going back to 2009. And I believe this was shortly after Kennedy had passed away. Mm-hmm. And there had to be a replacement kind of process. You know, the rules were set out. And there was this big stink. If I remember correctly, this had to do with the replacement of Kennedy. But in the state of Massachusetts, years ago, they had actually had to pass either legislation or an amendment or something like that to change the rules so that the process for replacing a sitting senator or whatever had to be followed by a certain process. And they had to change the rules to accommodate for everybody. And then there was the big stink, I believe, like I said, 2009, where they came back and wanted to change the rules back to the way it used to be, which would benefit the Democrats. And I kind of see the same thing playing out here, only I think this would be the first time the convention rules for the GOP would be replaced.
Well, I don't think we can assume that. It's probably been happening all along, and that's why they feel they can get away with it this time. It's just now we've got the alternative media calling them on it. Now, as far as what happened after Kennedy, you know, the rules of succession within the federal government are pretty much set. But when people got moved up, it did open up some vacancies within the United States Senate. And I think for most of the states, the rules are when a senator must leave his seat, the governor gets to appoint his replacement. And very often that, you know, in a tightly contested Senate where it's like 49-50 or something like that, the party of the governor then becomes a contributing factor. And I think that was the reason for that confusion. But the reality is that we're seeing this double standard. We, the American people, are expected to always abide by the rules, no matter how silly they are. We are not allowed to challenge them or change them or question them. We obey the rules. And yet, again, we're seeing for the ultra-wealthy, for Wall Street CEOs, for the party leadership, the rules are something that are simply changed to accommodate and justify whatever the agenda is, which means the rules are completely meaningless. The idea that they're following some kind of rules is simply a pretext, because if the rules can be changed, there are no rules. And we, the American people, as part of our social contract, we will abide by the rules as long as we are convinced that those in power are also bound by the rules. The core of this whole situation in all these states where they're trying to kick out Ron Paul's delegates is Ron Paul and his delegates played by the rules. And those in power are saying, we're going to just discard the rules and do what we want to do. It's the same situation we have in Iran. Iran has played by the rules. They have abided by the non-proliferation treaty. They've played by the rules, and they want to stand on their rights under those rules. The United States government has violated the non-proliferation treaty on at least two different points, and simply saying, we can break the treaty, we're going to do what we want to do. And it's that kind of imperial arrogance that has really upset a lot of people at the United States and the political structure. And as far as I'm concerned, the Republican National Committee already, regardless of what happens in Tampa next week, The Republican Party leadership has already discredited itself in the eyes of most of the Republican voters. We, the Republican voters, and I use that loosely because I'm looking for something else to call myself besides paleocon. But the Republican voters are saying, we've been playing by the rules, and you just changed the rules because you don't like the outcome. Who can support that? Nobody can support a political system if they don't know what they're supporting. And every time the rules get changed again, the message goes out. You don't know what you're supporting. You support the Republican National Committee, but you've got no way of knowing what it is they're doing because they're just changing the rules. Those rules are the Republican Party, and nobody can support it if it's constantly changing. Under contract law, when you make an agreement with somebody in a contract, they're not allowed to just arbitrarily change the rules. And that's basically what it is. The contract between the Republican National Committee and the Republican voters has been broken. Every time they change the rules to try and keep Ron Paul, I think every Republican in America right now ought to be insulted and infuriated that they have given their support and their money and their votes to a party which clearly is uninterested in what the Republican rank and file want.
Well, I'm beginning to wonder if we should not be playing this game the way that they're playing it. I mean, if they want to go keep playing this, change the rules when things don't go the way they want them to go so that they can manipulate things to be the way they want them to be, maybe we should play that game the same way. If we don't get what we want this November, that's it. We change the rules. We don't recognize them, period. The only problem is I think that's going to lead to what none of us want, but what might be inevitable anyway. Anyway, Mike, thanks a lot, bro. Keep up the good work.
Yeah, I certainly hear you on that one. I mean, look at our corporate media. You know, if there's a voting irregularity in any one of these nations that are our friends, you know, or are our enemies, and we're looking for an excuse to invade, they'll scream about it. Vote fraud, vote fraud, vote. The exit polls don't match the official results. It must be vote fraud here in this country. Well, I guess the voters were lying to the exit pollsters. Yuck, 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 yuck. I'm getting a lot of emails from people saying, I'm a Republican, and I'm not going to vote if Ron Paul is not on the ballot. And I'm in complete agreement. It's a complete waste of time. Complete waste of time. The Republican National Committee, by forcing Mitt Romney on us all, has handed Obama his second term. And because disenchanted, disenfranchised Republican voters are probably going to stay home, they've handed most of Congress to the Democrats as well. Nice going, Republican leadership. I hope it was worth it. Whatever you were bribed with, whatever favors they're going to give you, whatever they were blackmailing you over, you know, whatever young girls or young boys they were sending over to you, I hope it was all worth it. Anyway, moving on to other topics and other subjects. Anders Breivik has been declared sane and sentenced to at least 21 years in jail, as well he deserves to do. And, of course, his statement is that a ruling that pronounces him sane validates his crime as a political act. I'm not sure what that means. I really don't care. I think he was an embarrassment because he went on this shooting spree and he turned out to be something other than an Arab Muslim. He was this very white guy. Went on out doing this thing. All right, I want to talk about the police a little bit. It's getting a little bit wacko out there. A police officer who was in charge of the Dallas Crime Stoppers program is now facing 25 years in federal prison after he pled guilty to embezzling $250,000 from the police department or from Crime Stoppers. It doesn't say exactly which, in exchange for bogus tips. It must have been from Crime Stoppers. Well, that explains why they never responded to any of the tips I sent in. So he basically, you know, Crime Stoppers, they collect money and they say, we will pay tips for anonymous things that lead to arrest. And apparently this guy was just making up the tips and getting the money, $250,000. My goodness here. Another interesting little story down in Fort Worth. There was this cop who slammed a girl on the ground, pepper sprayed her. And was caught on video committing this brutality. And then he almost apologizes to the girl. He has to give her a ticket to explain why he pepper sprayed her. Because the police issue pepper spray like the tasers, it makes a record of every time it's used. Same thing in the patrol cars. Every time they flip on the lights or the siren, there's a little counter that counts. And they have to explain in their paperwork, why did you turn on the lights here? Why did you run the siren? Why did you tase this person? Why did you pepper spray this person? And so basically, they got caught on tape. There's a lawsuit there. This is really kind of great. Police broke into a house, and they found a naked man sitting on the toilet. And he didn't move fast enough, so they pepper sprayed him, beat him with a stick, handcuffed him, and dragged him out of the house before they realized it was the homeowner. Got one more after we come back from these commercials.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Leroy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine, it happens far too often. Decorated soldier,
and aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. One more story about the police department. This took place in Brooklyn. There's a bar in Brooklyn. The police came in, said there was a problem with the liquor license, wasn't up to date, hadn't paid the vigorish on it or whatever. And the police proceeded to smash and dump the bar's entire store of liquor, pour it down the drain. I imagine one or two small bottles wound up in the trunk of the police cars. We had that happen here. Police showed up when they were dealing with the next door problems, and the guy was growing a huge Pacalolo plant in a pot on his front porch. That vanished into the trunk of the police car. In any event, with regard to this Brooklyn bar, the police had the wrong address. Just walked into a guy, you know, just doing his job, following the rules, and smashed up his booze and poured it down a drain. I think those police officers ought to pay the cost of the lawsuit. Don't dump it on the taxpayers. When the police mess up, when they're at the wrong address, when they've got the wrong person, they're no longer protected in the idea that they're doing their job and can't be sued. If you want to protect them when they're doing their duty in compliance with the law, yeah, I can understand why you want to do that and resulting lawsuits paid by the taxpayer. But when they've got the wrong address, when they're shooting the dog, when they just act like this, make the police officers personally, financially liable, or we're just going to get more of this stuff here. We got a caller on the line, George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, one thing I got is my advice to the Ron Paul delegates. Stay out of the topless bars in Tampa, because I have been listening. The local Houston affiliate was talking about dancers from Houston, Texas, are flying to Tampa to go dance for the convention goers. I mean, Mike, this is one of the most shameful things I've ever seen. I mean,
Depends on what the girl looks like, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. But, Mike, but, you know, it's just the thing is, like, for Ron Paul delegates, I would stay away from things like that because we got to be above reproach.
Yeah, I would absolutely agree. All joking aside, the reality is the media is going to be looking for anything to demonize the Ron Paul supporters. And again, one more time, no violence, best behavior. The media and the RNC are desperate for anything that they can use to demonize Ron Paul. And remember, that smelly kid standing next to you with the dynamite trying to get you to blow something up, he's from the FBI. So see some harm comes to him.
Well, also, too, I'm reading a local report that they have loose bricks and pipes or like hidden off to the side near the convention center. Hopefully to throw it at the police or something like that to try to start incite them.
Who has that?
Oh, this was by one of the local affiliates in around Tampa, Florida, that they have. As they say, they already found bricks and pipes stashed away in a corner somewhere in a vacant.
All right, we got to take a break for station identification. George, stay with me. I want to bring you back and talk about this.
Are you a